मोकम करोति वाचालम पंगुम लंघयते गिरिम यत्कृपातं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणम परमानंद माधवम श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरम। We are reading from Canto 7, Chapter 3, and today we'll be going through Text 31. Okay, can we start? Please chant. Tvam eva kalo nimisho jananam.
Tvam eva kalo.
Ayur lavadya avayavahi shinoshi. Kutastha atma parameshtya ajo mahams. Tvam jiva lokasya cha jiva atma. So what are we discussing? We are discussing Hiranyakashipu is glorifying Brahma. And why is Hiranyakashipu glorifying Brahma? Because he wants something from Brahma. In this world, we glorify only when we want something. Otherwise, where do we glorify? Only when we want some work to be done, then automatically we'll start. So yes, we all are in the parampara of Hiranyakashipu, no doubt about that. So Hiranyakashipu did a lot of tapasya, and pleased by his tapasya, Brahma has given sakshat darshan to him. And looking at Brahma, the tears are flowing from his eyes, and then trembling, hair standing on end. It was almost like taking darshan, sakshat darshan of Lord Krishna. He was feeling like that. And then he starts speaking. And these verses are really amazing. They are in accordance with Bhagavad Gita. But only the object of glorification is different. So there it's Krishna and here it's Brahma. So let's see now in today's few shlokas that we're going to discuss, what is Brahma saying? Translation: O my Lord, your lordship is eternally awake, seeing everything that happens. As eternal time, you reduce the duration of life for all living entities through your different parts, such as moments, seconds, minutes, and hours. Nonetheless, you are unchanged, resting in one place as the super soul, witness, and the super. And the Supreme Lord, the birthless, all-pervading controller, who is the cause of living, a cause of life for all living entities. Now look at this foolish person. What is he saying? We have equivalent Bhagavad Gita shlokas for each line, if you properly analyze. Oh my Lord, your lordship is eternally awake, seeing everything that happens. Any shloka you all remember? Any shloka you all want to quote here? Lord sees everything. No slokas? No one? Okay. So here, in one of the last class also we said, Lord is there in everyone's heart as Paramatma. So he's there as Paramatma and he is seeing each and every person. So Krishna is there in each and everyone's heart. Or Krishna's expansion, Shirodakshaya Vishnu is there in each and everyone's heart, and he is watching everyone. That is Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtati. I am there in everyone's heart. So he's making it very, very clear. But this person is saying that, Brahma, you're there in, you're actually there in everyone's heart and you're watching everyone. So that's not correct. And then he says, as eternal time, you reduce the duration of life for all living entities through your different parts, such as moments, seconds, minutes, and hours. Any equivalent shloka here from 11th chapter? A few words which describe this. 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita. please start reading regularly. So Krishna says, Aham Kalosmi, I am that Kala which devours everything. That's what he says. And that's what we started our class with today. So no, Krishna is time. And Krishna says, Aham Kalosmi, and he is the one, you know, by whose mercy, you know, our life is reducing, our duration of our life is reducing. Because that's the management. Now, my question to you all is, how do you say that reduction of life is actually mercy of the Lord? How do you say this? Reduction of life, how can we say it's mercy? No, it has, if we have eternal life, then yes, it's then we can say that, okay, we are amar, we are eternal, we'll never die. Then we can say it's mercy of the Lord. No. Reduction of lifespan is mercy, huh? Okay, we are getting close to the Lord. Yes, if we are devotees, we'll get close to the Lord. Yes. Anything else anyone wants to say? How come we are saying that reduction of lifespan is mercy of the Lord? I'm expecting some answer. You all can post in the chat box. Because this world is dukkhalayam, ashashvatam, okay, less suffering. Time gives realization of Supreme Personality. No more dealing with material world. Okay, anything else? No more material energy. Okay, provided we attain Krishna, no more material energy. Yes, short span, escape birth and death. Okay, getting away from the material world. Yes. So you all are giving a nice realization. We actually belong to Krishna, okay? We're getting out of the material world. So you all are assuming that we are going to... Jara will reduce, okay. So you all are assuming that we are going to get rid of this cycle of birth and death immediately. That's a nice confidence. What would have happened if we would have been eternal? This is another question. Please answer. What would have happened if we were eternal, we would never die, if this was the statement that was given to us by Supreme Personality and everyone is eternal? So what would happen? No connection to Krishna, immortal is also a curse. Oh, that's a very nice point. We will be demons, Jay. More illusion and ahankar development. We never look for Lord. We would constantly suffer. Oh, amazing points. Amazing points. You are absolutely correct. So you yourself have understood. More population, more old people. Eternal in material world. We will never go into spiritual line. Try to commit offense. We will think that we are the doer. Very true. We will become proud. And we will, since now I'm eternal, why do I need Krishna? Why do I need Krishna? I'm eternal. So let me enjoy more. Let me enjoy more. As someone rightly said, we'll become demons. And we'll keep committing offenses against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it will make us arrogant. Yes, someone has mentioned it will make us arrogant. What will happen when all these things happens? We'll go away from Krishna. So now are we understanding how even reduction of our lifespan is mercy of the Lord? Yes, only because our lifespan or our life is reducing day by day, you know, with every tick of a second. Now our life is reducing. We are at least becoming serious on the path of bhakti. Some or the other, when someone dies, at least we become serious, at least for a few days. Oh, he died. Well, maybe I'll also die. Maybe at least for a few days we'll become serious. But if no one is dying around, even corona is a benediction. Where many people are dying around and people are now literally coming to their senses. Now they're literally coming to their senses and taking up to some aspect of spirituality. So yes, now this urgency factor that is created by the reduction of our life, that actually helps us to grow in Krishna consciousness. Yes, we are eternal, but I'm talking about the body. The body is temporary. And we, when I say we, since we are convinced that we are this body, you know, so I'm talking about the body. Yes. Okay. So that's the mercy of the Lord. Next is, nonetheless, you are unchanged, resting in one place as a super soul, witness and the Supreme Lord. So there is one shloka which comes in, again, I think 11th chapter. Anumanta Upadrishta cha. Anumanta and Upadrishta. So that is, he is there as sanctioner in the heart. He sanctions. And second thing is, He is upadrishta. He's a witness. So in this way we see, and he's saying that birthless. Now tell me, is Brahma birthless? He has taken birth. But to some extent we can consider this point also, because he has not taken birth like ordinary human being. He has taken birth directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he can be called as Aja, as birthless. An all-pervading controller who is the cause of life for all living entities. So Krishna says, Am Bija Pradapita, I am the one who gives seed in this material world. So in this way we see that whatever is supposed to be used for glorifying Krishna, this personality is glorifying Brahma. In this verse, the word Kutastha is very important. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated everywhere, he is the central unchanging point. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishthati. The Lord is situated in full in the core of everyone's heart, as indicated in the Upanishads by the word ekatvam. Although there are millions and millions of living entities, the Lord is situated as a super soul in every one of them. So when we were discussing this point in another class, so Lord remembers what activities we are doing every second. Now suppose I ask you all this question. Yesterday at 7:38, what were we doing? Exactly tell me what were you doing. You'll be like, kya pooch rahe? It's more tougher to answer, more tougher than a Bhagavad Gita question. But Krishna knows at every single second what we have done. He knows. So no one in this world is spared by the 24/7 CCTV camera which records everything, which has got huge memory. Getting bored, no class. Yes. So some one devotee was asking, Prabhuji, Krishna remembers everything. His head doesn't burst. He is not a mortal being like us to burst. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can remember everything. And he's been doing that from time immemorial. That is the reason. Whatever desires that we had in our past lives, don't know which lifetime back, some hundreds of lifetime back also, if we had some desire, Krishna would remember that. And then when we take birth now, he would trigger and he would remind us, hey, you had this desire. Go ahead, fulfill this desire if you want. And Krishna gives a chance. Because as a loving father, he has to give a chance. So he gives a chance. You had this desire. Do you want to fulfill? And we like shameless people, we want to fulfill. And then we get stuck in the cycle of birth and death, more desires. And Krishna remembers every desire of ours. In fact, when people become devotees, this is the prayer that devotees offer. Oh Lord, whatever I've desired in my past, please don't fulfill anything. I know you're all merciful and you'll fulfill all my desires, but I don't want any of my desires to be fulfilled. At least sometimes I offer this prayer to the Lord, that whatever nonsense I've desired before, oh Lord, please don't fulfill. I only desire to attain your lotus feet, oh Lord. I don't want anything now. This prayer every devotee should offer. Then only, Lord will not trigger us, with the previous desires, or he'll not remind us of the previous desires. And when it comes to remembering all the desires of all the living entities and all the activities of all the living entities, Krishna is doing that. No one can escape from the vision of Krishna. No one. We might feel that, we might go in one corner of this world and do something nonsense and no one is watching me. Aha. If someone says that, he is not intelligent. He does not know the reality. He does not know the reality. Those people who commit crimes, those people who get into nonsensical activity, those people have not realized that Krishna is there as Paramatma in the heart. Sometimes, but in local terms, in colloquial language, people do say, when they're speaking to each other, and suppose you want to make sure that the person is speaking truth, sometimes people say, Dil pe hath rakhe bol. Agar tu sach bol raha hai to dil pe hath rakhe bol. If you're really telling the truth, keep your hand on your heart and speak. If the person is lying, I don't know. Kali Yuga, obviously, people lie keeping hand on heart also. Because I don't know what is the problem. But in general, pious people will not do that. Pious people will not do that. Because at least Indians, somehow or the other, they have in their back of the mind that Paramatma is there in the heart. But the only thing is, most of the time we are in Maya, so we don't realize that Paramatma is there in the heart. So the day we realize, when devotees realize that Paramatma is there in the heart, oh, they can never ever do anything wrong. Never ever do anything wrong. And these Bhagavatam classes are meant to make us realize that yes, Lord is present in each and everyone's heart. These prayers of Hiranyakashipu are a reminder for all of us that Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna in one of his forms is there in our heart watching what we are doing. And whenever we do some activity which takes us away from Krishna, Krishna really feels very bad. Very bad. We might feel no one is watching. Sometimes kids do that, right? When they go out of the house, they feel parents are not watching. So let me do whatever I want. Parents are not watching, but the eternal parent is still watching. And suppose the husband and wife are going out for work, so we, they might feel, oh, my husband is not there, I can do anything. My wife is not there, I can do anything. Oh, that's okay. But we have an eternal relationship, with Krishna, and he is watching us at every moment. At every moment. So whatever nonsense we do, at that time, Krishna is not a person, who would punish. So whatever punishment is also there, I think we have discussed this in our previous classes, that even the punishments that are given to us is a benediction by which we get closer to Krishna. This we have discussed. We'll not elaborate on this point now. But then Krishna, more than giving punishment, he feels bad. He feels morose. He feels hurt. A person who is Sachid Ananda Vigraha, who is always happy, always in a mood of happiness, we living entities, we foolish living entities, we make him sad. Whenever we do any activity that takes us away from Krishna, Krishna within our heart as Paramatma looks at us, and whatever we think, that also Krishna knows. So whenever we think something nonsense, whenever we speak something nonsense, do some nonsensical activity, it takes us away from Krishna, Krishna literally feels bad. That why this, why my son is doing like this? Why my daughter is doing like this? Why they don't want to come back to me? Am I really so bad? Am I really so bad they don't want to come back to me? What have I done to you? What have I done to you? There's the feeling that Krishna gets. At least as devotees, we should make it a point that we don't do any activity which will hurt Krishna. This is the difference between a materialist and a devotee of Krishna. A materialist will fear, oh, Paramatma is watching. I should make sure I don't do anything wrong. But a devotee is like, Paramatma is watching. I shouldn't do anything wrong because he'll feel bad. Because he'll feel hurt. I shouldn't do anything. Right? This is the mood of a devotee. And this mood comes, when we love Krishna. When we all, and obviously we all love Krishna. That is the reason, we assemble every alternate day to hear about Krishna. So there's a mood of a devotee wherein he understands Krishna is there in the heart. And I have to be very, very alert in my activities, in my thought process, in my speech. Kaya, vacha, manasa, everything, what we do. So all the three, kaya, that is body actions, bodily actions, vacha is speech, and manasa is the thoughts in the mind. Everything should be directed in service of the Lord. And when we do that, Lord is pleased. Lord is pleased. What else we want in life? Do we want anything else apart from this? I'm sure, at least my students would not aspire for bungalow and car and this and that after heavy sessions for 2 months. But we aspire for one thing for sure. We aspire to please Krishna. We aspire to give pleasure to Krishna. If Krishna desires, we are ready to give up our life also. Yes, that's okay. We'll do that. If Krishna desires, we'll give up anything, just for his pleasure. And that is the reason I see so many of you have given up already. The ones who are drinking alcohol have already given up alcohol. One who were eating meat, they've already given up meat. Yes, the one who had some illicit connection, they've already given up illicit connection. And the honesty of you people is really commendable because you report to me. You report to your Bhakti Vriksha leaders. That gives me so much of pleasure. This actually says that, yes, O Krishna, we love you. And we are ready to do anything for you. Anything to come to you. Yes. So it's so nice. It's so nice. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Because of whom we have this association. And even if we were a rogue, even if we were a rowdy, even if we were demons, even if we were like worms in stool, now when we have come in association of devotees, we are trying to become devotees. How amazing this is. I'm sure, all the ones who have just started your spiritual life last Janmashtami, I'm sure after 5 years, when you look back into your life and you see what has happened, you'll get goosebumps. At least now, whenever I look back into my life and see, Oh, you know, sometimes I'm in tears and sometimes it goosebumps. You know, ecstatic, you know, that feeling is different where we see I was a rogue. And by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who's sitting in my heart, who has inspired me so many times to get closer to Him by taking the association of devotees, when we realize this fact, oh, it gives so much of bliss. I'm sure all of you will realize this. I'm sure already you might have realized. If you look back 1 year back, what were you? And what are you currently now? Surely you'll get goosebumps. And as Chaitya Guru, Krishna is the one who inspires all of us. He is our guru, first guru, who inspires all of us. And He directs us. Every single Bhagavad Gita class that you've attended, every single Bhagavatam class that you're attending, sometimes when you're not able to attend, or your mind is tricking you, surely there'll be a voice within which would say, don't miss it. Surely. I'm sure all of you might have had this experience. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Go for it. And that is the reason many of you make it a point that instead of getting that feeling, let's go and attend the class. Yes. So please meditate on this point that whatever activity we do that takes us away from Krishna, Krishna feels bad. Krishna feels morose. We will be the reason for giving that pain to Krishna, who is actually full of ananda. Yes. Let's read further. Nonetheless, He is one in many. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam. He has many forms, yet they are Advaita, one and unchanging. Since the Lord is all-pervading, He is also situated in eternal time. So hope you understand this concept of unchanging. So this body is changing. We are also unchanging. We are inside the body. We are spirit soul. Then just imagine Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will never change. Prabhupada makes it very clear in his lectures. Prabhupada says, even when Krishna was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and at that time, if some number is given to Krishna's, so that would be 125 years. That's what Prabhupada says, 125 years. But still on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna was looking as if he's just entering his teens. Krishna, that does not change. In spiritual world, Krishna's age is 15 years and I think 3 months, given in Shastra. Yes. And Srimati Radharani is, I think, 13 years and few months. So like this, we see that Krishna is unchanging. He's always the same. This also goes on to say that when we take shelter of Krishna, we are safe. See, in this world, when we take shelter of people around, we never know when the person will change. Suddenly, the person will change and then we are like, "Arey, kya ho gaya tujhe? Abhi to theek tha. You are my best friend and suddenly you become worst of the enemy. What's wrong?" Because people will keep changing in this world because of the modes of material nature, because of this temporary body, because of the samskaras in the mind. So many reasons, person will surely change. Now that is the reason sometimes after marriage, the spouses discuss, "Are tu shaadi ke pehle acha tha, kya ho gaya shaadi ke baad? You have changed a lot after marriage." Obviously the person will change, the setup has changed, 3 modes of material, the effect has changed, everything has changed. So here in this world, whosoever shelter we will take, be it parents, be it spouse, be it kids, be it grandparents, whatever, be it boss, anyone. Even a dog, yes, anyone. What happens? Everyone is going to change and it might be a completely 180 degree shift in their behavior. Completely opposite. Because their nature is changing. This world is changing. This world is ashashvatam. This world is temporary. It has to change. And when this world is changing, people are changing. And when we are taking shelter of those people thinking they will not change, and when they change, at that time we feel really hurt. And so many times people get into depression because of that. So you can just imagine if we have a person who is unchanging and we take shelter of that person, what would happen? What would be our state? We would be tension free because we know this person would never change. This person's behavior would be same. He was merciful. He is merciful. He will remain merciful. He was Satchit Ananda. He is Satchit Ananda. He will be Satchit Ananda. So where's the question? Like suppose, you know, when we take shelter of our parents, and suppose parents pass away. So literally a huge shelter from the top goes away. And the person feels really, you know, bad. He goes crazy. But when we have the shelter of the eternal parent, when we once we realize the shelter of the eternal parent, when we take shelter of the eternal parent, what happens? The person will be completely fearless, happy in life, stable in life, and he would march on the path of bhakti. This would never happen with a materialist. Never. Never. Yes. And I think it's very clear, you know, after day before yesterday's suicidal case by that celebrity. At least when I saw that, I really felt bad. When I saw that news, when someone had sent me that, I felt very bad because he's just in his 30s. And you know, he had everything. You know, he was very good looking. Had very nice body structure, and the way he would speak was good. And then he had acted in many movies also. Those movies were hit. This is what I heard. So can we imagine such a person committing suicide? Aha! This is the history repeating. This is not first time. This is history repeating. History is repeating again and again and again to remind all of us. Because things change around, and when we take shelter of things changing around, we never know what will be our state the next moment when things change around. And this is really an alarm to all of us and the entire world for that matter, that if a celebrity like him, can leave his body, commit suicide, then what about the normal public? Normal public are going through so much of problem. Surely lots of probabilities are there. Lots of probabilities are there to give up this body. Untimely give up this body. Let me put it like that. But still, you see, even after these mishaps, there's a huge list of celebrities who have committed suicide. There's a huge list of ordinary people who have committed suicide. There's a huge list of so many wealthy people committed suicide. Huge list is there. If you just Google it, you'll find this huge list. Still, people don't understand that what these people are missing in their life. Why did they do that? Only when someone's heart is hollow, and when we take shelter of temporary things in this world, and when the things change, you take up any suicidal case, this will be the reason for sure. Maybe it will have some different angles. Maybe when we understand the reason of the person, it might be something like some girl ditched, some debtors came and they were pestering that person, or something or the other. But in every case, every suicidal case, this is clear. One is the heart will be hollow. And second, he might have taken shelter of someone who is temporary, and that has changed. That shelter has changed. And that person was not able to withstand that. And before that, we had CCD owner. Even he did that. Before that, some other celebrity, she did that. So like this, there's a huge list. At least now people in general should understand the importance of Krishna consciousness. Because only when we practice Krishna consciousness, our heart can be filled. There is no other way the heart can be filled. No other way. Because heart cannot be filled with garbage, of this material world. Heart can be filled only by Krishna. Krishna is infinite. When he enters the heart, he expands and the heart is filled. The person feels satisfied in life. Yes. So the materialist will never understand this point. Never. It feels so bad when anyone commits suicide, and when you see that news, it feels so bad. When teenagers commit suicide, when these 30 years old people in 30s, 40s, 50s, even when old people also commit suicide who are in 60s, it feels very bad. Because it feels like, why you didn't take shelter of Krishna? Why? If you would have taken shelter of Krishna, you would have been happy. I know devotees who are literally struggling somehow. I have met few devotees who have some bodily ailments. I met one devotee who was not having legs. He was there on wheelchair. Another girl who had polio, and again she was also on the wheelchair. But they're happy even on the wheelchair, chanting 16 rounds on the wheelchair, literally, when you're on the wheelchair, the weight increases like anything. and how much guilt feeling the person will be getting. But still, now the person is happy because he's into Krishna consciousness. There are people who are poor. Now, there are devotees who are extremely poor. There are, in Mumbai, you know, we have some devotees who stay, like, now there's a gutter, now there's a drainage system. And just besides that drainage system, there are some devotees also staying. They're practicing bhakti in that 10 by 10 house, 10 by 10 space. They have a good altar, a big altar. And in that space, you know, they're doing everything very nicely. So they're happy. They're happy. When some deadly disease comes, when some critical disease comes, some fatal disease comes, devotees are okay with it. They're happy. So the point that I'm trying to make here is when Krishna is there in someone's life, at that time, the person has no option but to remain happy. But to remain happy. Because there's always an eternal shelter. Always an eternal shelter. But when it comes to people of this world, the materialist would never ever understand this. Never. They're in their own world thinking, yes, I'll keep watching movies. I'll go to restaurants and have food. I'll go to bar and, you know, I'll have nice alcohol. I'll go to brothel and associate with prostitutes. I'll be happy. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. And history is the proof. There's so many people who have done, but still now people want to experiment again. Oh, that person might have not tried properly. Let me do it in this angle, in this way. Hare, stupid. All the angles are covered. How many angles will be there? Just stand at one place and see how many angles are there. All those infinite angles are covered by infinite people in the past. So why we have to experiment now to seek happiness and shelter in this world? And when we start doing that, we end up understanding, Are Baba, idhar kuch shelter nahi hai. It's temporary. It's temporary, completely temporary. This is about materialists, but what about devotees? One important aspect about devotees is, even after understanding that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, sometimes devotees don't take shelter of Krishna completely. That's the most unfortunate thing. Give up, materialists, leave it. Let's talk about devotees. Even devotees don't do it properly. You know? Even devotees don't do it properly. So it's an alarm for all of us that if we have not taken shelter of Krishna properly in our life, we should take shelter of Krishna. We should become fired up in Krishna consciousness. We cannot delay. We cannot delay advancing in Krishna consciousness. We cannot keep chanting one round forever, four rounds forever. We have to come to 16 rounds. We have to follow four regulative principles. We cannot say, Prabhuji, I want to have fish. At least allow me to have fish. Okay, you have whatever you want. Yeah, Prabhuji, at least one peg a day, bro. One peg. TK, you know, put some poison and die instead of that. It feels so bad. You know, it feels so bad when we see devotees who are not progressing. Why devotees don't take shelter of Krishna? Why? And if you don't take shelter of Krishna, devotees, they will come, you know, in newspaper headlines, this person hanged himself. One of my counselee from US. So he was telling me that he texted me that, thank you, Prabhuji, for being in touch with me. I said, what happened? Suddenly, you know, you're texting like this. So he said that there is one devotee, you know, in another temple, that devotee tried committing suicide. Then I asked, what is the reason? So that devotee was not practicing bhakti properly. Like, he was feeling lonely. He had no one to talk to. And there was no good he was not taking association of devotees. He was not chanting proper round and so on and so forth. Yes. So the point that I'm making here is, even after coming to bhakti, when devotees don't take shelter of Krishna, we are in great loss. Great loss. Every single day that we postpone, every single day that we procrastinate saying, okay, tomorrow I'll do properly. Tomorrow I'll do properly. Tomorrow I'll do properly. Please understand, every day we're losing one human day. 24 hours of human form is lost. Yes, Krishna. And Prabhupada says, one question was asked to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, how much time it takes to take shelter of Krishna? How much time will it take to surrender to Krishna? And Prabhupada said, one moment. Prabhupada said, one moment. In just one moment, we take shelter of Krishna. We can take shelter of Krishna. And Prabhupada says this. So why, what are we waiting for? What we devotees are waiting for? See, materialists, you know, give it up. Because these materialists, who have no spiritual credits, it will be difficult for them. Unless and until we don't go and help them, they will always be in a mess. But when it comes to devotees, no, at least we devotees, we should be literally fired up. We cannot space out even for a minute. We cannot space out saying, "Okay, now let me relax." And we have relaxed many lifetimes. Again, we want to do the same. We cannot relax now. We cannot relax. We cannot take it for granted. When some things are restricted in Krishna consciousness, we cannot take it for granted saying, today is the last time. I'll do it and then tomorrow onwards I'll not do. Tomorrow never comes. Never comes. Sometimes devotees say that, Prabhuji, I'm not able to chant, but tomorrow onwards I'll chant. Why tomorrow? Why not today? Why not today we increase our loans? Why not today? You know, we read and hear, we come back, you know, to the fired up sadhana. Why not today? And then, you know, when devotees also behave like materialists, you know, trying to commit suicide or do whatever, it feels really bad because even after coming to bhakti, and even when devotees get depressed, it feels bad. Yes. Even after coming to bhakti, you know, why we have to get into all these things? Basically, it goes on to say we have not taken shelter of Krishna. We have not taken shelter of Krishna. We have to take shelter of Krishna like a small child takes shelter of the mother. Small child is completely dependent on the mother. Understanding mother will take care of me at every single moment. Same is the mood of a devotee. He takes shelter of Krishna and, you know, he and Krishna literally helps him in each and every phase of life. But the only thing is we should have that jnana chakshu. We should have that knowledge from Bhagavatam that how Krishna helps. He might not help us the way we want, but he might help the way he wants so that he takes us closer to himself. At least this much, you know, this much we can understand. And these Bhagavatam classes are meant for that. It's a reminder. Bhagavatam reminds us. You take a Bhagavatam, any canto, all this that I just spoke will be again and again reminded in Bhagavatam, again and again. Because we are Baddha Jivas, we are Kaliyuga Jivas. Only when we are reminded again and again, then, you know, we'll remember. Then only we'll remember, or it's very difficult for us to remember. So it's my humble request to all of you all. In fact, I request my mind also that we have to take bhakti seriously. We all are sincere, no doubt. We all are sincere because we have come to Krishna consciousness. We all are struggling with our beats. I do understand that when mind takes us around, we are struggling with our beats, somehow trying to focus, you know, nodding our heads and, you know, somehow trying to focus on the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I do understand this. But still, that seriousness is missing. That seriousness has to come. And what do you mean by seriousness? Seriousness means taking steps closer to Krishna every single day. Increasing the time that we give, you know, to Krishna. Yes. Changing our consciousness. Whatever we hear in Bhagavatam, in our Bhagavatam classes, in Bhagavad Gita classes, we try to implement that immediately. Not saying, see, whatever Prabhuji said, see, he's a useless fellow. He has given up his job. He has no option but to do bhakti. But you know, I'm a married person. I have a job. I have kids. I have a wife. And handling everyone is so difficult. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Whoever we are in this material world. Be it brahmachari or grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. We all are there in this material world. And we all have to go back home, back to Godhead. Utilizing the time that remains in our so-called ashram. Be it brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. We have to. We have to find out innovative ways by which we can get closer to Krishna. We have to. We cannot say, oh, no, I'm not getting time. No, I'm not getting time, Prabhuji. I'm not getting time. At a time to kabhi nahi milega. Kabhi nahi milega. Today I was talking to one of my friends in the afternoon. So he was also saying the same thing. That see, you know, I'm awake, you know, the entire night, 4:30 I sleep. I get up at 12:30 in the afternoon. And 12:30 again, I have meetings to attend. You tell me where is the time. Are time kahan se milega? Kahan se milega time? Time to hai hi nahi kisi ke paas. Time nikalna padta hai na. We take out time. When we take out time, when we prioritize Krishna properly, and then when we take shelter of Krishna, prioritizing Krishna always, then what happens is we are completely surrendered to Krishna. When we take shelter of Krishna, taking out time, Krishna understands, yes, this person is endeavoring to come to me. And Krishna will shower mercy. Krishna will shower mercy. No, see, we say Lord does not have any defect. But let me tell you, Lord has a defect. You know what's that? Lord can never become poor. He's Lakshmi Kanta. Lakshmi is always there. He cannot become poor. He cannot become sad. He is full of ananda. Only when he looks at us, he momentarily becomes sad because of us. But no, he cannot become sad like human beings. Because he's full of ananda. He's Sachidananda Vigraha. He cannot die even if he desires. He's Sachidananda. He's eternal. And also at the same time, anyone who comes to Krishna and says that, oh Krishna, I'm yours. Please give me protection. Krishna cannot deny that person. This is the defect. This is the problem with Krishna. Defect is not the right word, but just to make you all understand, I'm using this word defect. This is the problem with Krishna. Krishna can never reject anyone who comes to take shelter of his lotus feet. Never, never, never. In fact, in Ramayana, when Vibhishan came to take shelter of Lord Ramchandra, everyone around told Ramchandra, everyone around said, he is from the enemy party, don't accept him. He is from the enemy party, don't accept him. But Lord Ramchandra said, Sakrut eva prapanno yas tavas miti cha yachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadam yetad vratam mama. He says that Sakrut eva prapanno yas tavas miti cha yachate. Ramchandra is saying, Lord Ramchandra is saying that anyone who comes to me and he says, tavas miti, tava asmi iti, I'm yours. So at that time, Lord Ramchandra says, that sakrit eva prapanno yas tavasmiti cha yachate abhayam sarvadatasmai. I give shelter to that person and make him fearless. And then last line is very important. He says, dadam yetad vratam mama. I give the protection and he says, vratam mama. It's my vrata. It's my vow. He says that. It's my vow to give shelter to anyone who comes to me. If we are not taking shelter, it's not the problem with Krishna. Krishna is ready with his big umbrella. He's ready with big umbrella. And he says, Ajo. Govardhan, he has lifted in Vrindavan. He kept it down. But actually, there's an eternal Govardhan is lifted for all of us. Eternal shelter is always there. You have to just come under that shelter. That's it. And this shelter is unchanging. Anyone who takes shelter of Krishna, that person will always be fearless, will always be protected, will always be happy, and always be full of love for Krishna. Always. This will happen. So this is a very, very important point. Only thing that we have to do is just get closer to Krishna. Just tell Krishna, oh Krishna, I'm yours. Krishna, I'm yours. Ami Tabadas, I'm your das, I'm your servant. I surrender unto you. Please direct me what I'm supposed to do. Please direct me. This is not just through vacha. This is not just through words, not just through manasa, just not through the thoughts, but through actions. We have to prove Krishna through actions. Now through our chanting, through our sadhana, that is reading, hearing, and chanting, through our services, through our sincerity in attending the classes, our sincerity in implementing what we hear in the classes. By all this, we'll prove to Krishna, Krishna, many, many lifetimes I've rejected you, but now, I'm coming to you and I want to come back to you. But oh Krishna, now this time you don't reject me. Now please don't take revenge. No, I have rejected you many, many lifetimes. You have come to me, and giving me bhakti, every lifetime. But now please don't kick me. Yes. Because if you kick me now, then where will I go, Lord? Where will I go? If you don't give me shelter now, where will I go? Please don't reject me now, at least. Now, after so many lifetimes, I've got this path of bhakti. And now, somehow by the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, I've realized that you are the eternal shelter. You are that unchanging shelter. And now when I'm trying to take your shelter, there's so many obstacles. But when you show your mercy, I'll be able to take shelter. Or else, it's very difficult. Only by your mercy it's possible. So when, literally we beg and pray to Krishna, then yes, it's possible that, we can, get closer to Krishna. And yes, one good thing about the Lord is, He'll never reject us. He will never reject us. So that is there, that is there when it comes to all of us. That is there that confidence is there in the Lord that yes, He'll never reject us. Because He's unchanging. His mood is unchanging. Once He says that, I'll give you shelter, He has to give shelter. Our vows might change. Now today we might say that I'm doing this and tomorrow we might change. But now when it comes to Lord, He's unchanging. He's ever the same. He's eternal. He's everlasting with the same mood. Same mood that person is. But then, no, it's the shortcoming from our side. We are foolish people. We don't want to approach Krishna. We don't want to take a shelter. We are so egoistic. We are so proud. We feel that I can do it by my own self. Why do I need Krishna? That is the reason these materialists can never be happy. Even the devotees who are not taking shelter of Krishna can never be happy. Never. Obviously, it is said in Bhagavatam, it is said in Bhagavad Gita, anyone who chants the holy name, we say, right, chant and be happy. But who is that person who can be happy who has taken shelter of Krishna? Only that person who has taken shelter of Krishna, chanting the holy name, that person can be happy, not anyone, everyone. Sometimes devotees ask Prabhuji, why we are not feeling happy even when we are chanting the holy names? Because we have not yet taken shelter of Krishna. We have not yet taken shelter of Krishna. Yes. So in this way, every day we have to analyze this point, you know, before sleeping. Did I take shelter of Krishna today in all circumstances? Every time when there's a problem, this question has to be asked when the problem gets solved. That when the problem was there, when the problem was intense, did I remember Krishna and call out to Krishna within my heart? Did I call out to Krishna when I was in trouble? And when we are in happiness, and again, now when that happiness subsides after some time, now we have to ask this question. Did I celebrate with Krishna or did I celebrate alone? These questions have to be asked. And then the answer will be clear. Have I taken shelter of Krishna or not? Yes. Every time when something happens, we say, Mummy! Ah! These are the words that come out from people's mouth. So every time, something you're facing, we fall down or, some mishap happens and things like that. And instead of, Mummy, whatever, is Krishna coming out from my mouth? Is Krishna coming out instead of Mummy and Papa, etc.? Is Krishna coming out from the mouth? This will actually tell yes. If we are doing that. Now, initially you have to do it consciously. Later it will become subconscious. It will happen naturally. But these are the parameters by which we can understand, yes, I am taking shelter of Krishna day by day. And when we are progressing on the path of bhakti, when we are pleasing our superiors, when we are pleasing our bhakti viksha leaders, so when they are pleased with us, with our sadhana, with our services, then we can say, yes, we are taking shelter of Krishna. Yes. When we are following the principles given by Prabhupada in his books and his lectures, when we hear his lectures, read his books regularly, then yes, we can say we are taking shelter of Krishna. And without delay, when we are coming now to 16 rounds and following four regulative principles, then we can say we are taking shelter of Krishna. And when we are chanting the holy names of the Lord and crying out for Krishna, and one tear drops from the eyes of Krishna, then we can say, yes, we have taken shelter of Krishna. Then we have taken shelter of Krishna. Yes. So taking shelter of Krishna is easy. No problem. Many, many people have taken shelter of Krishna in Bhagavatam. Many people, many, many people. What to talk about Bhagavatam? Many, many people in the past, in the history, even in the age of Kali, have taken shelter of Krishna. Yes. Then why we can't take shelter of Krishna? Even we can. Even we have the potential. Krishna has given the same potential to every single living entity. He is not partial at all. Same potential is given to every living entity to take shelter. Same potential. Now, one devotee has taken shelter of Krishna. That same potential is given to us also. The only thing is we have to harness that potential under the guidance of Sri Guru. And then we will understand that, yes, this shelter is unchanging. And when I take the shelter, when I take shelter of this unchanging personality, I can be happy. I can break the cycle of birth and death and go back to that world which is unchanging. Goloka Vrindavan is unchanging. There is no problem like this. Suddenly people are locked down. Yes, their lockdown happens only in Govardhan Leela. When Govardhan is lifted, everyone comes under Govardhan. But in that lockdown also they're celebrating. You see Govardhan Leela. Hope you all remember we had discussed Govardhan Leela. When Krishna lifted Govardhan, there was a festival under Govardhan happening. Outside, there is all chaos, all crisis, all problems. And under the shelter of Krishna, everyone were relishing. Everyone were relishing. Yes. So this is called, so I just elaborated on one word, unchanging. So this is called as unchanging personality. Hope now we get, what do you mean by unchanging personality, Krishna? Yes. So one word I think we discuss for next 40 minutes. Okay, let me complete the purport, then take questions. Since the Lord is all-pervading, He's also situated in eternal time, the living entities are described as parts and parcels of the Lord because He is the life and soul of all living entities. being situated within their hearts as the Antaryami, as enunciated by the philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference, Achintya Bheda Bheda. Since the living entities are part of God, they are one in quality with the Lord, yet they are different from Him. The super soul who inspires all living entities to act is one and changeless. There are varieties of subjects, objects and activities, yet the Lord is one. Everything comes from the Lord, but still Lord is that one. Purna. He is Purna. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. So Lord is Purna. And from that Purna comes this entire creation, which is complete. This creation is complete. There is no defect in this creation. This creation is complete. Because, and how do we see that completeness? That completeness can be seen by understanding the purpose of the creation. When we understand the purpose of the creation, then we understand this entire creation is complete. And this complete creation is coming out from the complete whole. Still, the remainder is complete. Krishna still remains complete. That is the glories of Krishna. Yet he is that one unchanging personality. So I'm sorry I could cover only one verse today. So if you have any questions, we can take. There are some things already posted. As you said that taking the association of materialists, it is temporary. If one is already taken, how to come out of it and depend only on Krishna and devotees. So it's not something exclusive activity that we have to do. Just take shelter of Krishna now. Do those activities by which we can take shelter of Krishna. So only thing that is going to happen in our life is currently the temporary shelter that is there, that will be shifted and it will become permanent because now we're taking shelter of Krishna. So it's not, there's no exclusive or no explicit action that is needed where you go to a person whom you have taken shelter of Krishna and you say, "Aaj se main tumhara shelter nahi lunga." And then you go to Krishna and say, "Aaj se main aapka shelter lunga." Aisa sab nahi chalega. Everyday practice, by everyday sadhana, intense sadhana, what happens is automatically we take shelter of Krishna. And when we take shelter of Krishna, we don't need any other shelter. So at that time, since we have a permanent shelter, we are least bothered about the temporary shelter. It just goes away. It just goes away. As hoping he knew how this is worst thing he could do to his... Okay, talking about the celebrity. Was thinking of the class where we spoke about what happens to the soul. Yeah, we have discussed a lot about what happens after suicide, but when suicide happens, we shouldn't analyze that point. We should pray to that soul, pray for that person. So we shouldn't ask this question. Many times devotees ask this question saying, "Prabhuji, what happened with that person who passed away? He has passed away. Let's pray for him," instead of analyzing. So philosophy is for ourselves. To remind ourselves, I shouldn't do this. But when someone else is doing, we should be compassionate and show empathy and pray for that person. Yes. But you're correct. You're correct. Understanding that what happens to a person who does such abominable act, it's really very sad. Why people not taking shelter in Krishna? Okay, because people don't know Krishna. How do we spread Krishna consciousness so that at least every Hindu in India gets to know Krishna in this particular lifetime? It's a very nice question. It's a very nice question. First is Janma Sarthaka Kori. We have to come to certain platform of devotional service. We have to at least get that purity by chanting 16 rounds and four regulative principles. At least if you're not yet there on that platform, wherever we are, we should do it properly. Be it four rounds, six rounds, whatever. We should do it properly and have a pure life. At least living a pure life should be taken care of. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. So with this little qualification, and when we are always there under the shelter of Sri Guru, that for us it's Prabhupada and our superiors, Bhakti Vriksha leaders and counselors who are there. When we are there under their shelter, yes, by their help, by their direction, we can actually do that. We can do that. Just imagine if we all come together and make a plan. Now, I can bet within 6 months to 1 year, entire Panathur can be converted into devotees. Entire Panathur. Every single house can be made Krishna conscious if we all come together. If we all come together and be very active. Yes. When we are very active, when we all come together, I bet we can make entire Panathur area where we are currently having our session. Entire Panathur area will become literally Krishna conscious. And we will be short of a place where to hold now sessions. Every session we need a big pandal then. Yes. But then one thing is there that we all should have this desire. Like this is asked by Monomita Mataji. Like she's having this desire. So all of us should have this desire that how can I spread this Krishna consciousness all around? How can I help people all around? And with this desire and with our sadhana and with the guidance, we can help people around. We can help people around. So currently, you know, we are in lockdown state. In this lockdown, we have to prepare ourselves. Basically, our homework is going on. Once the lockdown opens, we will come out, you know, with literally double the energy, double the fire, and literally burn all the places. I mean, and all the dirty things in all the places, and the dirty things in the heart of people, and make them Krishna conscious. So this lockdown period should be utilized, you know, for this. Let's become more intense in our devotional service. Let's come to a certain platform by which we can literally become very fired up. And once the lockdown opens, we all are together. We will not leave a single house in Panathur then. We'll cover Panathur first and then we'll expand ourselves, then Belandur, Sarjapur, etc., etc. But then, no, initially our preparation is needed. And we have to pray to the Lord that, oh Lord, oh Prabhupada, oh Guru Parampara, please empower me so that I can assist you, you know, in your services of making this entire Bangalore the Krishna conscious city. Now we have to offer this prayer. It's every single day. And with their empowerment, yes, we can do that. We can do that. Then no one will commit suicide. No one, what you talk about suicide, no one will be sad or suffer in their life. You know, so we can do that. If we are perfect in our devotional service, then only we can suggest others, isn't it? Yeah, true. And what do we mean by perfecting in our devotional service? Following a person who is perfectly practicing devotional service. If you are just following a person, if you have taken shelter of a person who is nicely following devotional service, then we are, yes, then we are perfect. Then we are fit to go out. But if you have not taken shelter of any superior devotee, then we are not eligible. No, we cannot go out and preach. So that is the reason, you know, all of us should be connected to at least one senior devotee. At least one senior devotee. So all the ones who are in Bhakti Vriksha, you all are fortunate. You already have your senior devotees whom you have taken shelter of. Only thing is you have to get connected more, you know, closer. And the ones who are not yet in Bhakti Vriksha, please, you know, contact me. I can put you in some Bhakti Vrikshas. And obviously, you know, we are always there to help. You know, we are always there to help. So the answer to your question is, if we are under the shelter of a serious devotee, then we are eligible to go out and give this message of Krishna consciousness to others. Oh, from Harish Prabhu, we have a long message. Let me read that. Apologies. Okay, it's a question. What was thinking that, of course, it's illogical that we feel proud of our goodness or results of our karma from the reference of this lifespan, considering we would have been given a kickstart platform where we can do pious karma and therefore the results are pious. However, considering the eternal factor of our souls, we have been given pious credits because of our pious karma by Krishna. So how is it wrong to be feeling proud of our eternal achievements till the time we get into ego mode? See, we can become proud of only one thing. That is called as true ego. And that is when we realize that we are servants of Krishna. Then, you know, collar tight, we can say, I'm servant of Krishna. I'm das. Now we can say that. Only this. If all our pious credits can get us to this conclusion that I am servant of Krishna, then yes, we can be proud of this one fact that I am servant of Krishna. And no, that is a very, you know, very high-five feeling. Now Prabhupada says that in the entire world, the biggest title which a person can hold is D-A-S, Das. Das is the biggest title. So if all our pious credits, all our spiritual activities that we have done in the past, if they can get us to this one conclusion that I am servant of Krishna, then yes, we are successful in our life. Now then we are ready. It is called Sattvic Ahankar. It is actually Shuddha Sattva Ahankar. No, it is Shuddha Sattva. It's not even Sattvic. Sattvic is still the person thinks that he is something. Shuddha Sattva is like beyond the three modes of material nature. So beyond the three modes of material nature, a person will have this true ego that, yes, I'm servant of Krishna. Hope this answers your question. Okay, thank you.